From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Afghan-American accused of setting off a bomb in New York that wounded 29 people is facing federal charges of using weapons of mass destruction and an attack in a public place. The charges against Ahmad Khan Hamani include planting a bomb in a New Jersey town Saturday, forcing officials to cancel a charity road race. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Based on the indications that we've seen so far, it does appear that this is an act of terrorism, and that's why the investigation is being conducted the way that it is. You know, the situation yesterday when the president addressed it was still quite fluid.
Rahami is also facing charges of attempted murder stemming from a shootout with police just before he was shot and arrested Monday in Linden, New Jersey. The FBI is investigating whether he has any overseas terrorist ties. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton attacked each other Tuesday as unfit to carry the U.S. fight to defeat Islamic State jihadists. Trump, a businessman who is making his first leap into national politics, claims Clinton demonstrates a level of ignorance about the terror threat that is disqualifying for a person seeking the presidency. For her part, Clinton, the former senator and secretary of state looking to become the country's first female president, alleged Monday that Trump's anti-Muslim rhetoric has made him a recruiting sergeant for the terrorists. Clinton and Trump will square off in their first debate next Monday at a New York university. The debate will consist of two 15-minute segments for each of these three topics: America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing America. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama hosted the first-ever Leaders Summit on Refugees in New York Tuesday, saying the world is facing a crisis of epic proportions. Mr. Obama urged the leaders not to turn their backs on those in need.
To slam the door in the face of these families would betray our deepest values. It would deny our own heritage as nations, including the United States of America, that have been built by immigrants and refugees. And it would be to ignore a teaching at the heart of so many faiths, that we do unto others as we would have them do unto us.
The president said the worst global refugee crisis since World War II is first and foremost a test of the international community's ability to stop conflicts. Mr. Obama rejected criticism by Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Republican leaders in Congress calling for a complete halt to the admission of refugees from Iraq and Syria and other countries embroiled in conflict, saying they pose a security threat. The U.S. Air Force is investigating a deadly crash involving a U-2 spy plane during a training mission in the western state of California. Authorities say one pilot was killed and another injured when they ejected from the plane shortly after takeoff Tuesday. The U-2 plane is used in gathering imagery and electronic signals for intelligence analysts and battlefield commanders. Witnesses say a popular American English teacher was taken into custody in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, Tuesday by gunmen wearing civilian clothes. Students say gunmen surrounded the school while others burst into the building and took Peter Willems to an undisclosed location. Reports say the gunmen are Houthi rebels who control the capital. Local leaders in Pakistan and Afghanistan say they are seeking a resurgence and regrouping of the Islamic State fighters in the Afghanistan-Pakistan border region. Afghan forces aided by U.S. bombers reportedly intensified attacks on remote mountainous regions positioned by ISIS on Tuesday. Afghan and U.S. coalition forces recently cleared many areas of ISIS militants in a number of districts in eastern Nangarhar province. But tribal leaders told VOA, that is, ISIS has recaptured several remote villages bordering Pakistan. A Brazilian judge has ordered former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to stand trial on charges of corruption and money laundering. He's accused of accepting just over $1 million in bribes connected to a sweeping kickback probe of a state-run oil company. Also on trial will be the former First Lady and six others. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Details on more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.